Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise our Rabb Allah azza wa jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. Dear viewers, we send peace and blessings upon his most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Welcome to one and all you are watching our program called Treasures of Wisdom. Subhanallah, program theme is Treasures of Wisdom. So today we are going to be learning about the wisdom in saying Insha'Allah. When should a person say Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal? Or is it important and necessary for a person to say if Allah wills? Subhanallah. Let's listen to the wisdom and the blessings of saying Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And thereafter, you shall make some niyat. We all should make niyat that we are never going to forget to say if Allah wills. Stay tuned and locked with us until the end of the program, dear viewers, a program not to be missed for sure. For now, we listen to this amazing kalam composed by none other than Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas, Attar, Qadari, Radhavi, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah. It is my dua that Allah Kareem calls us all to the beautiful city of Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara over and again. So let's get together and recite this beautiful kalam composed by His Eminence. And from the depths of your heart, present your plea in the court of Mustafa. Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I often say, maal o zar ki baat nahi hai. Ye to karam ki baatein hain. Jisko chaha, dar pe bulaya. Mere madani aqa ne. No matter who you are and where you reside and whatever state you may be in, when your call is there, Allah Kareem will make the way for you to reach the city of His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So present your plea from the depths of your heart. And that is the actual application for you to submit from your heart. So make your niyat strong and recite this beautiful kalam with me, inshallah.
Mujhe dar pe phir bulana, madani madine wale. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana, madani madine wale. Mai ishq bhi pilana, mai ishq bhi pilana. Madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale. Meri aankh mein samana, madani madine wale. Meri aankh mein samana, madani madine wale. Ban dil tera thikana, ban dil tera thikana. Madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale. Teri jab ki deed hogi, jab meri eid hogi. Teri jab ki deed hogi, aqa jab meri eid hogi. Mere khwab mein tum aana, mere khwab mein tum aana. Madani madine wale, مدنی مدینے والے، میں اگرچہ ہوں کمینہ تیرا ہوں شہر مدینہ، میں اگرچہ ہوں کمینہ تیرا ہوں شہر مدینہ، مجھے قدموں سے لگانا، مجھے قدموں سے لگانا، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے آقا، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے، یہ مریض مر رہا ہے آقا تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے، اے طبیب جلد جلد آنا، اے طبیب جلد جلد آنا، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، تو خدا کے بعد بہتر ہے سجیس میں میرے سرور، تو خدا کے بعد بہتر ہے سجیس میرے سرور، تیرا حاشمی گھرانا، تیرا حاشمی گھرانا، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، تیری فرش پر حکومت، تیری عرش پر حکومت، تیری فرش پر حکومت، تیری عرش پر حکومت، تو شہنشاہ زمانہ، تو شہنشاہ زمانہ، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، کبھی جو کی موٹی روٹی تو کبھی کھجور پانی، تیرا ایسا سادہ کھانا، تیرا ایسا سادہ کھانا، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، تیری سادگی پہ لاکھو، تیری عاجزی پہ لاکھو، تیری سادگی پہ لاکھو، مدنی تیری عاجزی پہ لاکھو، ہو سلام عاجزانہ، ہو سلام عاجزانہ، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، تیرے غم کاش آشتار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار، تیرے غم میں کاش آشتار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار، غم مال سے بچانا، غم مال سے بچانا، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے، مدنی مدینے والے۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ سبحان اللہ، سبحان اللہ۔ After the recitation of this kalam, it is hoped from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our call would be there one day, inshallah. Keep reciting Durood-e Paak, keep having this ummeed and hope, because it is such a place, if you have never seen in your life, then it means you have seen nothing in this world. Kuch bhi nahi dekha jo Madina nahi dekha. Allahu Akbar. So let's make dua, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And may this desire always increase in our hearts, dear viewers. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. This is our discussion for today. Wisdom in saying, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. There are lots of things that we plan to do. Many a times we trust our plannings, our tadbir, our efforts, our so-called plans that we make. We spend nights and days and weeks and months planning these things, dear viewers, after much deliberation, after much efforts put into whatever you desire to do. Many a times we have seen failures. We have seen things not working out for us. What is the wisdom and the reason behind saying inshallah? This is the discussion and the wisdom in the program of today, dear viewers. So please watch the program from beginning till the end. And for now, I present a beautiful parable which is actually presented in the commentaries of the Holy Quran Pak under certain ayat of the Quran Pak. And I will narrate them, inshallah, azza wa jalla, as we go along, right? But please remember the story, subhanallah, and keep it close to your heart and see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the secret planning of Allah azza wa jalla over our plans, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. It's really amazing. As we all know, there were lots of tyrant kings that walked the surface of this earth, like Namrud, Firaun, Haman, Shaddad. These people have caused a lot of chaos and lots of oppression to people. Firaun could not get rid and did not know what to do to Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Look at the power and the tadbir and the planning of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Firaun had murdered almost 1,000 children approximately before the birth of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he seen the dream and the dream was interpreted for him that a child would be born who would topple and capsize his kingdom. So Firaun wanted to save his kingdom, and what did he do? We all know very well, he had killed around 1,000 children. He murdered them. Taki wo bachcha paida na ho, jo mere kingdom ko, mere sultanat ko musibat aur takleef pahunchaye. Usne ye chaha. Firaun ne is cheez ko chaha ki koi bachcha zinda na rahe. No male child should live alive who would cause some harm in the near or further future to my kingdom. But it was the plan of Allah Kareem to make Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to be groomed and nurtured before the eyes of Firaun in his own home, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Isn't that amazing, dear viewers, that he planned something and he actioned out whatever he planned. His sipahi and soldiers would go to every home wherever there was a baby delivered, and the child would be murdered and killed, dear viewers. But Allah Kareem had planned for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to be groomed in the home of Firaun, by Firaun himself, dear viewers, and he could not do anything. He could not cause any harm. But rather, subhanallah, he was happy with the growth of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and these people had always planned such cruel and evil things. In the past as well, the very same people of that country, the Bani Israel, had assassinated and made so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam shaheed, dear viewers. So it was not difficult for them to assume or to think that we can do this to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Nonetheless, Hazrat Sayyiduna Jiz'il rahmatullahi alayhi is the cousin brother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he at that time had accepted Islam But because of the oppression of Fir'aun, he was unable to announce his iman and expose his faith and iman. He concealed his faith and iman from the people because of the fear of being oppressed. And this is also the sunnah of many of the pious predecessors who would conceal their iman for protection, like Ashabi Kahf. They sought refuge in the mountains, in the cave, to stay away from the tyrannies of that evil king at the time, to protect their iman, because he forcefully was making people become to leave their religions and accept other faiths. Nonetheless, when Jiz'il rahmatullah ali had realized, you know what, these people are running their loud mouths and they are planning evil stuff like this about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And what is the fault of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Apparently, he shows you the right path. He shows you the way to Jannah. He's helping you to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam and be protected from all these punishments that can inflict you and come to you in the world, in the grave, or in the hereafter. Thus, he came to guide people, help people, show people the righteous path and make them walk it. These people wanted to murder their own person who came to guide them. Can you imagine, dear viewers? Jiz'il rahmatullah ali stood up and he said, you know what? I had enough of this. And then he gave a long bayan and long lecture to Fir'aun and all his people that were seated there, those that would give him mashwara and ideas, and his advisors, his courtiers, everyone was present there. Jiz'il rahmatullah ali had given what a emotional and motivational speech, subhanallah, trying to make him understand that Fir'aun, you plan to assassinate, you plan to make shaheed a prophet of Allah azza wa jalla who has come to help. Have you not seen this land upon which Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had spread Islam, other prophets before him spread Islam? And he gave so many examples for them to catch awake and for them to learn. But it was their planning. They had a lot of trust in their planning that if we do this, then our religion or the religion of our forefathers will be able to prosper. And that was, of course, Fir'aun, because he, astaghfirullah, ma'adallah, he falsely claimed to be a god. He made the da'wah and the claim of being Khuda, astaghfirullah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Jiz'il rahmatullah alayhi gave this wonderful speech that penetrated the hearts of the people, but Shaitan was with them and they disagreed with Jiz'il and they said, rather, we will separate you from us and you will be tormented, you will be punished. We will inflict heavy punishment over you for saying what you have said. And he said to his people, the Quran records this entire conversation, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. He said to those people that you can do whatever you want. I have presented the call of righteousness and I have reminded you the correct thing, and that is to stop the evil planning that you are doing. The Quran recalls, subhanallah, and says, and soon the time will come when you will remember what I say to you, and I entrust my matters to Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, Allah sees his bondman. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, what I say to you, soon the time will come. He gave them what a beautiful nasiha and advice, that aaj to mujhe jhutla rahe ho. You think I am saying something that doesn't make sense to you, but when azab of Allah will befall upon you, when the punishment will inflict you and strike you, then you're going to remember these words, what I said to you. You'll remember exactly. And he says, however, I entrust my matters to Allah. What you said you're going to do to me, you're going to hurt me, cause harm to me. I entrust my matters to Allah Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Allah sees his bondsman. Subhanallah. After saying this, he left from the court of the Pharaoh. And then he went towards the jungles, towards the wilds. And then from behind, Fir'aun sent his soldiers to go capture him and bring him here. It is said in the Rivayat, dear viewers of Madini Channel, in the narrations, when the soldiers of Fir'aun had reached the place where they found Jiz'il rahmatullah ali, they found him engrossed in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst the dangerous creatures like lions and cheetahs were around him, guarding him. Seeing this scene, they lost their mind and they fled from there all the way back to Fir'aun, explaining to him what they have seen. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects his khas bandas who entrust their matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun had murdered so many people before Jiz'il rahmatullah ali. But look at this, despite him sending his soldiers to go and capture him, when they seen that this is that personality from whom The whole world fears from lions and cheetahs and dangerous animals and wild beasts and all those things, dear viewers. But Allah Kareem made those things become a means of protection for Jazeel Rahmatullah Ali, because he did not care at all for the fears and for the threats of Fir'aun. He only fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, Allah removed the fear of every other thing from his heart and allowed for those things from which the whole world fears to become protection for that personality, dear viewers. This is when you entrust Allah with your matters. No matter how huge the mountain may look, no matter how difficult the situation may be, when you entrust Allah Azza wa Jalla with your matters, such as your health, your business, your work, your income, your status, your situations around you, your studies, you are putting in your efforts, which is Masha Allah, Alhamdulillah. You are trying very hard, day in, day out, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But the results of those efforts should be left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Quran speaks about this very beautifully when he said, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, and I entrust my matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and again, you will find this throughout the Quran Kareem, the views of Badini channel. Subhanallah, how, you know, people have attained peace and sukoon through these things here, because human is incomplete with his aql, with his planning. Humans are incomplete with their abilities and planning, dear viewers of Madini channel. So we should, of course, remember that we plan, that's very good, but Allah is the best of planners. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was once giving a dars to his people, subhanallah. And in his majlis, he was speaking about Hudhud, the bird of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And there was a person who walked in into the class, into the circle of dars, and he joined that majlis, that group of people learning from this great companion, Allahu Akbar. He began listening to the conversation. So when he heard about Hudhud, the bird, and Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was speaking about the bird, about Hudhud, it would even spot the water beneath the earth. It would see all of that. It would see things that humans cannot see from a high point. So this person then stood up and he said, Ya Sayyidi, I have a question. My children, they will set up a net, put some soil over it, throw some dana and some food over it, and birds would come, eat, and get caught. When they aren't able to see a net beneath little of soil, how can Hudhud witness and see water beneath the earth? Allahu Akbar, how is it possible? It is said that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum at that time given a wonderful answer, dear viewers. And this is the answer almost to every problem that we see in our lives. And we are buckled, we are, you know, in confusion that how this happened. Then this is the answer. He says, when destiny overpowers a person, when destiny overwhelms in a person's life, jab taqdeer ghalib aati hai, he says, to aqal kaam nahi karti. Then the intellect is of no use. It does not function. It does not work, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Because taqdeer and destiny is something which isn't in our sight. We have no idea what Allah has planned for you. You have left your home in the morning. You had your bath. You changed your clothes. You set out to open your business. You have no idea for that day how much of income Allah is going to give you in your business. In your shop, you have grocery store. You have a supermarket, for example. You don't have any idea what's going to be your turnover by the end of the day or the month or the week, whatever it may be. Your job is to open your shop daily and then trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, when taqdeer becomes overwhelming, dear viewers, when destiny overwhelms in a person's life, at that time, the brains and the intellect does not function. That how this happened, because Allah has planned that in your taqdeer, and yet you are trying the opposite of what's written for you. So brains and minds and intellectual abilities all come to an end when taqdeer overwhelms in your life, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. If you really want sukoon, if you really desire peace in your life, dear viewers of Madini channel, then, you know, it's very important that you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Study hard. Always be a hard worker. Always be a person who can give good mashwaras. Always listen to others as well.
But at the end of everything, always remember, before and after, it is still in the Qudrat, in His power and ability to do what you want, dear viewers. It's not in your hands. Everything operates by the hukum and by the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without which nothing can exist on this planet. Nothing would move from its place without the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your yaqeen is to that level, when your trust and your conviction is on that level, dear viewers of Madani Channel, then you shall see the results of all the efforts that you have put in, to all those actions that you have done, which is permissible, which is jais and allowed for you to do. Allah is the one who can do anything and everything. You know, Hazrat Sayyidina Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, great personality, right? Subhanallah, we often hear and we read his sayings and his masnavi, subhanallah, which is really amazing in the language of Persian language, subhanallah. He says a very beautiful waqiyah, and he says that there was a philosopher who was walking past one area when a qari of the Holy Quran Park, reciting the Quran in a beautiful tone and manner, recited the last verse of Surah Mulk. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Say, you, O beloved, have a look, if in the morning your water was to be sunk away into the earth, so who is the one that can bring back the water flowing before the eyes? Only Allah, the Lord of all worlds, can do this. So this person mentioned, who was a philosopher, that this is not impossible for technology and through the help of the latest technology to extract and pull out and pump out the water from the earth once again. He made this da'wah, he made this claim, he thought about this in his heart. He accepted that this is not true. I mean, it's not only Allah Azza wa Jalla, but rather through the help of latest technology, these things are possible. He trusted his technology and science and all of that, and he went to sleep at night. Hazrat Allama Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says in his dream, a pious saint of Allah Azza wa Jalla awoken him. And in the dream, he was given a tight slap that caused the light and the droplets of nur and light to emerge from his eyes and sink into the ground. He could no longer see in his dream because the droplets of nur exited his eye and fallen to the ground, and after which it was absorbed into the earth. This pious servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the very dream said to him that, you said that with the latest technologies you were able to extract and take out the water that has been absorbed into the earth and has sunk into the earth. So now, if it is possible through the latest technologies that you have, can you extract the two droplets of light that came out of your eyes and have went into the earth? To which he was astounded, dear viewers, because this was impossible. He failed. He had realized that he made a mistake. Allahu Akbar. Thus, the truth and the reality is that you and I and you all should hand over our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our matters to Allah Kareem. Thus we say, inshallah, if Allah wills, then this work will happen. If Allah wills, then that work will happen. I intend to go Medina, inshallah. I intend to open a business, inshallah, if Allah wills. Don't trust the money you have in your account. Don't trust the plans that you have made by speaking to the architects, by the plan drawer, by buying the material, after doing all your homework. Trust the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see these examples every single day in our lives. There are some places where there are museums that have olden things. Like, for example, there's a certain place, underground, people have went to visit Titanic to see Titanic. People went to visit with a submarine that was created to take you to the depths of the ocean just to see that ship for which once upon a time a claim was made that this is unsinkable. Jihad. Over $7 million, $7.5 million was spent to put together this giant ship, Titanic. The world's greatest and best engineers got together to put this beast together. It was called the Beast of the Ocean. If you study the structuring of Titanic itself, the lower portion of the Titanic that was into the water, it had compartments, dear viewers, made with steel doors. and the latest technology that if water had seeped into the ship, then these doors would lock automatically and not allow the water to come into the ship. Billions of dollars were spent. World's best engineers have put it together. What was the claim? Huh? Even the greatest flood or whatever you may call it, storm, could not cause any harm and sinking to the ship Titanic. People from around the world spoke about it. And its first trip and cruise into the ocean, thousands of people embarked on that ship, dear viewers, to sail, to enjoy the beauty of the ship. But what happened? What happened to it? So we all know, dear viewers, that Allahu Akbar, on the first trip, dear viewers, only for 4 or 5 days it lasted on the water, after which it crushed with an iceberg and it is found in the depths of the ocean today. What happened to those claims? This is my question. Where are those world's best engineers who claim to say, well, it can never sink? I want to remind my viewers of Madani Channel that these are the people of the dunya who put their trust on materialistic things, technologies, man-made, dear viewers. This error, it could cause mistakes. Computers shut down, they break down. Laptops break down. For days and for weeks, there's no internet available. It's all man-made. But what about the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that was built with trees? By the way, Titanic didn't crash or didn't come in the midst of any storm or anything like that, right? But the world's greatest flood that ever came, and after this flood, there's no other flood to come which is greater than this. It was the flood of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. In his blessed time, dear viewers, the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam survived the world's greatest and most horrific, storm, floods. This is the truth and reality, that it survived for over 6 months approximately upon the water. It never sank. People were there, animals were there. Allahu Akbar. Why this happened is because they trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was, the trust was put in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Kareem will grant us salvation from this journey, subhanallah. And this is how we should also behave, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Think about these matters. Think about these things. Quran has given us so many examples. There was a pious person, subhanallah, in Surah Qalam, para 29, verse number 17 to 33. You would find a beautiful parable. Please kindly open the Quran Park, go through its translation, and your iman would become strong again, dear viewers. These people, there was a man who used to give a lot to people, right? So it is said about him that once, actually he would give in this way, that whenever he would pluck fruits from his tree, the fruits which have fallen to the ground, before he would reach there, he would call all the destitute and the poor people of the city and the town. And this was for the fuqara, ghuraba, masakeen, for the orphans, for the poor children. They would come and take it. Then his policy was that he would place a cloth and a sheet under the tree. And then again, he would break fruits and pluck them from the tree. And whatever falls onto the cloth, that as well he would give amongst the poor. And then was his own share, from which he would also give the poor people to eat. He was such a generous man. He had 3 miser sons. Bakhil, stingy. As they say in Urdu, kanjus, makhi chus. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, these 3 sons said, you know what, after the death of their father, when their father had passed on, that our father, our dad was so generous. He would give in the path of Allah. He would help the poor people. But he was one man. He was one alone. And after giving so much, he would still have so much to eat and so much to benefit from. Their heart became small. Their thought and thinking became small. They forgot the one who gives life to the tree that then bears fruits. They forgot that the one who nurtures us and takes care of us also takes care of everything on this planet. They said, no, we cannot afford, because we are 3 brothers and we've got to distribute and share that amongst us 3. But our father was alone. He had no one to share with. Thus, we are not going to do what our dad used to do. And every year, every time they would distribute those fruits from the orchard, people who are poor would, you know, impatiently wait for that, because they would live off that, dear viewers. It is said that the day before that they had to reach on their farm, on their orchard to distribute, a night before they said, we are going to go in the middle of the night, before the morning, so that we could pluck as much as fruits we can and take whatever is there. And by the next morning, when people will reach the farm and stand in queues to wait to receive what they used to receive from our father, they would see there's nothing there to receive. and they would go back empty-handed. In this way, yeah, all of the benefits will be for us three brothers, and we can then easily distribute it. This was their planning. How much of planning? Kitna tadbeer, kitna soche honge, bait karke, kitne mashware honge, na yu karna hai, to aisa karna, waisa karna. At the end, what happened, dear brothers? The Quran says, they left in the midst of the night, in the darkness of the night, when nobody would witness and see them traveling towards the farm. It is said when they reached the farm, they had seen the entire tree and farm was on fire. It had burned down. They even assumed that perhaps this is the wrong place we are at. This is not our farm. But when they carefully saw, they had seen that ye to hamara hi farm hai. Hamari hi darakht hai. Aur hamari hi farm mein aag lagi hai. And they could not do anything about it, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Another lesson. Thus, it's so important to stay connected and attached to the Holy Quran Pak, so that we are never in a situation, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You want to chase your dreams. You want to fulfill your khab in your dreams, your ambitions in life. Huh? We ask children, bade hokar ke tum kya banoge? Bachcha bolta hai, main doctor banunga, engineer banunga. They say all of that. Do we teach our children to say, inshaAllah? You want your son to become Hafidhul Quran, Adimedin, Mufti-e-Islam? Say, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jalla would that as well. And train your children to think so, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran Pak, indeed, those who believe, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and did good deeds, إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah will not waste the reward of those whose deeds are good. Allah will not waste the rewards of those whose deeds are good. Your actions are correct. Your deeds are good. Now all you got to do is place your trust, your reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not trust yourself, because we are naqis, as I said, incomplete in our planning. We have no idea what Allah has planned for us. And this is the best thing to do. And you will get so much of sukoon and rahat and peace, tranquility and happiness in your life. Once you free yourself and allow for everything that you have done in your life and say, you know what? As of today, I would not trust my own actions and myself. I hand over my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you have been oppressed and you want to take revenge from a person, hand over that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You automatically will feel lighter, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So what about the hukum of saying insha'Allah? What Allah Kareem says in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ.
And do not say about anything that I will do it tomorrow, except this, that if Allah wills. Allahu Akbar. The Quran has ordered us not to say that I will do this tomorrow and do that tomorrow without saying inshallah. The Quran has motivated us to say inshallah. And the Quran also teaches us, if you forgot to say inshallah, what do you do next? It says, remember your Lord. And when you forget to say, yani inshallah, you forgot to say, then say it this way. It is near that my Lord will show me a close way of guidance than this incident. If something had happened wrong in your life and it never worked out according to how you planned it, then what should you say? That soon my Lord will show me a closer way of guidance than this. And then say, inshallah. In fact, the Mufassir of the Holy Quran Pak, the great and the Sultan and the leader of all Mufassirin, Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah, had said, even after a year, if you had remembered ki maine fala waqt ek niyat ki thi magar maine insha Allah nahi kaha tha, phir aap usi waqt keh lein, phir keh lein. Even if a year has passed over this, dear viewers, whenever you remember of some niyat that you may have made without saying insha Allah, then you should still say insha Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah. Look at the teachings of the Quran Pak, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla wants us to hand over every affair of our life to Him, dear viewers. Just as you have no idea what's going to happen in the qabr, in the hereafter. Likewise, we have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. You're just planning. But if Allah wills, it wouldn't happen. So don't trust yourself and rather trust the planning of your Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla, who will make it better for you. Subhanallah. Now let's look at more incidents, dear viewers of Madini Channel. The Quran is filled with these wonderful and amazing examples. Subhanallah. For example, you're all aware that at this very moment, from amongst the signs of Qiyamah is the emergence of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog. At this very moment, they are breaking down that wall in which they are confined. Sikandar the Great had confined them and restricted them behind between two mountains, and these huge walls were erected. And now they are stuck there, and the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla says daily they put in lots of efforts to break down that wall, and they get close almost to exit the wall, and they get tired and say, let's go back, tomorrow we shall start again. This is what the boss and the leader of all those people say. And they return back to go and rest. And when they go and rest, Allah Kareem normalizes the size of that wall to its original condition. That's when the next day they start again. They start all over again, dear viewers, breaking down that wall. Closer to Qiyamah day, closer to the hour when Allah Azza wa Jalla will, and they will come out. That's the day they will say, you know what? It's quite late. Let's go and rest. But inshallah, tomorrow we're going to break this wall. Through the blessings of them saying, inshallah, tomorrow we shall complete this task and job of breaking down the wall. That's when, the very next day, when they will come back to break the wall, they will find the wall in the same position that they left it the night before. It would not get thicker again. And from that portion and from that place when they will start breaking down the wall, through the blessings of saying, inshallah, they would exit that place in which they have been confined for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. This is the barakah and the blessings of saying, inshallah. There are also barakat and blessings in learning when to say inshallah azza wa jalla, when not to say inshallah azza wa jalla. All these are very important Madani pearls, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. I want to present few other things as well that will give us a clear indication, inshallah azza wa jalla. In Surah Hud, Para 12, verse number 33, Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, inshaAllah. Look at the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Yani, this is the sunnah of the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they were found saying, inshaAllah. The dhikr of it is mawjood in the Holy Quran Park. In Surah Yusuf, para 13, verse number 99, Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam dhikr is mawjood, in which he said, inshaAllah. In Surah Kahf, para 15, verse number 69, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was found saying, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, in his affairs and matters. If Allah wills, yani being blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are still entrusting their matters to Allah Kareem. There is a lesson for you and I, dear viewers. And these are the solutions to our depression and anxiety that we have, because it's a cat race. It's a rat race in the dunya that we all want to succeed. We all want to be kamyab. We all want to be right there above on the top. And when we are there, our plans are not, you know, kamyab nahi hai, our plans are unsuccessful. This causes people to fall in depression, anxiety, medications, committing suicide, so on and so forth. But see, these are the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who were found saying, inshallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam in Surah Safat, verse number 102, para 23, he was found saying, inshallah azza wa jalla. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in one hadith, in one authentic hadith and narration, subhanallah, our beloved Aqa and Master was found saying, if any of my ummati had not committed shirk in the world, inshallah, I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. This is found in the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So yes, dear viewers of Madini Channel, over and again we are reminded, but sometimes inshallah azza wa jalla, it's said at places where it should not be said. It should be said for permissible and jais things, dear viewers. A person wants to do all haram sorts of things, you cannot say inshallah at places like that, dear viewers. For permissible actions in which there's thawab and reward, you should say inshallah azza wa jalla, especially in places like that. Now, the Quran Park is our guidance, right? We take full guidance from the Holy Quran Park. And in the very same Quran, in the second surah of the very same Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, which is a very famous incident, subhanallah. We all know very well of those people in search of a cow. when a person was murdered who was a businessman, and they went to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, with their case that we are unaware who has murdered this businessman. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then ordered for them to find a cow and take the tail or the bone of the cow and touch it on the dead man, who will he will rise back to life, and then he will give the name of his murderer. These people began asking questions. And this is also something which isn't correct, dear viewers. When the hukum of Allah and the Rasul is there for us to do anything, action that out instantly and immediately without asking further questions. For example, it was said to them, get a cow, slaughter the cow, and take the bone or the meat or the tongue of the cow or the tail of the cow and touch it on the dead man. It was said in simple, right? They had initiated questions such as, what should be the age of the cow? What color should the cow be? So on and so forth, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. Yet the ulamas have explained so beautifully, if they had not asked those questions, and generally they had followed the rule of just slaughtering the cow, whatever cow they had found, they would have got the answer, just as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taught them. But look at these people, they began asking questions, and it became difficult and difficult to understand. Even where in the world are we going to find a cow? The description came, what age it should be at, middle age, not too old, not too young, yellowish in color. The surrun nazirin, the Quran mentions all its description, after which these people mention, innal baqara tashabaha alayna. We have indeed become doubtful about cows. We don't understand this description as it being said to us. They requested Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, please speak to Allah azza wa jalla and give us a better description of the cow. They said, and if Allah wills, so we shall attain guidance. Because those people said this, if Allah wills, so we shall attain guidance. Yani guidance in what? In finding the murderer of this person, in finding that cow which they have been said to go and search for. Subhanallah, agar ye inshallah na kehte hain, to phir wo gaay unko kabhi na milti. For as long as Allah wills, dear viewers, they were inspired to say this so that they would find the cow, subhanallah. And they found the cow, they paid the price for it. And the price was what, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar, gold that would fit in the hide of the animal. And this was the price for the cow. And the young boy who was the owner of the cow, and this cow was actually inheritance that his father had left before his demise. Under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again we learn, a cow that was a calf, dear viewers, at one stage, the father before dying left this under the protection of Allah azza wa jalla and said, when my son is big, Mola, return this to my son. Subhanallah, the mother sent the son to the jungle when he groomed, when he was quite big in age, or at a certain age when now he could understand what's right and what's wrong. And the mother said to him, son, your father had left a calf for you, by now it's a grown cow. Go to a certain place and supplicate in this manner. She even taught him how to make dua and what dua and supplication to make at a certain place. When he made, the very same cow came, subhanallah, and angels tested this boy when his mother said to him, beta, if you are given double the price or triple the price, do not sell this cow till you don't consult with me. A farishta came and gave him double the amount of money. In those days, cows would sell for dirham 2 or 3. He was offered double the money, for which he refused and said, I would never sell this cow until I do not consult with my mother. Subhanallah. The lesson of the Quran is that because he listened to his mother, dear viewers, the price that he got wasn't 1, 2, 3, 10, 15, 20 dinar. Rather, gold that could fit in the hide of the cow was given to this young man. What a set-up life he may have had thereafter, dear viewers. This is through the barakah and the blessings of following the hukum of Quran Pak. Yani, listening to your mother, your parents, listening to the hukum and the orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla, what Allah has ordered for us in the Holy Quran Park. Thus, inshallah, dear viewers, let's we as well rectify our actions, rectify our spirits, our minds, our intentions. Once again, let's go back from today or tomorrow if you entrust your matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it, inshallah, from the depths of your heart, and you shall see the actual results of you entrusting your matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins, dear viewers. And we hope that you have enjoyed today's program. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasooli Akram, Nuri Mujassam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom. treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.